Chapter 3. The Family of Imran. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the One who sustains and protects all that exists. It is He who has sent down the Quran to you, Muhammad, with truth, confirming what came before it. And He sent down the Torah and the Gospel before this, as a guidance to mankind. And He sent down the criterion of judgment between right and wrong through this Quran. Truly, those who disbelieve in the signs of Allah, for them there is a severe torment. And Allah is Almighty, all-able of retribution. Truly, nothing is hidden from Allah, in the earth or in the heavens. He it is who shapes you in the wombs as He pleases. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Almighty, the All-Wise. It is He who has sent down to you, Muhammad, this Quran. In it are verses that are entirely clear. They are the foundations of the book, and those are the verses of commandments, obligatory duties, and legal laws, and others not entirely clear. So as for those in whose hearts there is a deviation from the truth, they follow that which is not entirely clear thereof, seeking polytheism and trials, and seeking for its hidden meanings. But none knows its hidden meanings except Allah. And those who are firmly grounded in knowledge say, "We believe in it. The whole of it, clear and unclear verses, are from our Lord." And none will grasp the message except men of understanding. They say, "Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after You have guided us, and grant us mercy from You. Truly, You are the bestower. Our Lord, indeed it is You who will gather mankind together on the day about which there is no doubt. Indeed, Allah never breaks His promise. Indeed, those who disbelieve, neither their properties nor their offspring will avail them whatsoever against Allah. And it is they who will be fuel of the fire. Their plight is no better than that of the people of Pharaoh and those before them. They belied our signs, so Allah seized and destroyed them for their sins. And Allah is severe in punishment. Say, O Muhammad, to those who disbelieve, you will be defeated and gathered together to hell, and worst indeed is that place to rest. There has already been a sign for you, O Jews, in the two armies that met in combat at the Battle of Badr. One was fighting in the cause of Allah, and as for the other, they were disbelievers. The believers saw the disbelievers with their own eyes twice their number, although they were thrice their number. And Allah supports with His victory whom He pleases. Indeed, in this is a lesson for those who understand. Beautified for men is the love of things they covet. Women, children, much of gold and silver, branded beautiful horses, cattle, and well-tilled land. This is the pleasure of the present world's life, but Allah has the excellent return of paradise with Him. Say, shall I inform you of things far better than those? For pious, there are gardens in paradise with their Lord, underneath which rivers flow. Therein is their eternal home with purified companions, and Allah will be pleased with them, and Allah is all-seer of His slaves. Those who say, "Our Lord, we have indeed believed, so forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment of the fire," they are those who are the patient ones, those who are true in faith, words, and deeds, and obedient with sincere devotion in worship to Allah. Those who spend and give alms in the way of Allah, and those who pray and beg Allah's pardon in the last hours of the night. Allah bears witness that none has the right to be worshipped but He, and the angels and those having knowledge also give this witness. He is always maintaining His creation in justice. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Truly, the religion with Allah is Islam. Those who were given the scripture amongst the Jews and Christians did not differ except out of mutual jealousy after knowledge had come to them. And whoever disbelieves in the signs of Allah, then surely Allah is swift in calling to account. So if they dispute with you, Muhammad, say, I have submitted myself to Allah in Islam, and so have those who follow me. And say to those who were given the scriptures of the Jews and Christians, and to those who are illiterates among the Arab pagans, do you also submit yourselves to Allah in Islam? If they do, they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, your duty is only to convey the message, and Allah is all-seer of his slaves. Indeed, those who disbelieve in the signs of Allah and kill the prophets without right, and kill those men who order just dealings, announce to them a painful torment. They are those whose works will be lost in this world and the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. Have you not seen those who have been given a portion of the scripture? They are being invited to the book of Allah to settle their dispute. Then a party of them turn away, and they are averse. This is because they say, the fire shall not touch us but for a number of days. And that which they used to invent regarding their religion has deceived them. How will it be when we gather them together on the day, about which there is no doubt? And each person will be paid in full what he has earned. And they will not be dealt with unjustly. Say, O Muhammad, O Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whom you will, and you take the kingdom from whom you will, and you endure with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Indeed, you are able to do all things. You make the night to enter into the day, and you make the day to enter into the night. You bring the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living, and you give wealth and sustenance to whom you will without limit. Let not the believers take the disbelievers as supporters and helpers instead of the believers, and whoever does that will never be helped by Allah in any way, except if you indeed fear a danger from them. And Allah warned you against his punishment, and to Allah is the final return. Say, O Muhammad, whether you hide what is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah knows it, and he knows what is in the heavens and what is in the earth, and Allah is able to do all things. On the day when every person will be confronted with all the good he has done and all the evil he has done, he will wish that there were a great distance between him and his evil. And Allah warns you against his punishment, and Allah is full of kindness to his slaves. Say, O Muhammad, to mankind, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Say, obey Allah and the Messenger Muhammad. But if they turn away, then Allah does not like the disbelievers. Allah chose Adam, Noah, the family of Abraham, and the family of Imran above the mankind and jinns of their times. They were offspring, one of the other, and Allah is the all-hearer, all-knower. Remember when the wife of Imran said, O my Lord, I have vowed to you that the child that is in my womb will be dedicated for your services, free from all worldly work, to serve your place of worship. So accept this from me. Indeed, you are the all-hearer, the all-knowing. Then when she delivered her child, Mary, she said, O my Lord, I have delivered a female child. And Allah knew better what she delivered. And the male is not like the female. And I have named her Mary. And I seek refuge with Allah for her and for her offspring from Satan, the outcast. So her Lord accepted her with goodly acceptance. He made her grow in a good manner, and put her under the care of Zechariah. Every time he entered her chamber to visit her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Mary, from where have you got this? She said, This is from Allah. Indeed, Allah provides sustenance to whom he wills without limit. At that time, Zechariah invoked his Lord, saying, O my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all-hearer of invocation. Then the angels caught him, while he was standing in prayer in the chamber, saying, Allah gives you glad tidings of John, confirming the word from Allah, noble, keeping away from sexual relations with women, a prophet from among the righteous. He said, O my Lord, how can I have a son when I am very old and my wife is barren? Allah said, Thus Allah does what He wills. He said, O my Lord, make a sign for me. Allah said, Your sign is that you shall not speak to mankind for 3 days except with signals. And remember your Lord much, and glorify Him in the afternoon and in the morning. And remember when the angel said, O Mary, indeed Allah has chosen you, purified you from polytheism and disbelief, and chosen you above the women of the mankind and jinns of your lifetime. O Mary, submit yourself with obedience to your Lord Allah, by worshipping none but Him alone, and prostrate yourself, and bow down along with those who bow down. This is a part of the news of the past nations of which you have no knowledge, which we inspire you with, O Muhammad. You were not with them when they cast lots with their pens as to which of them should be charged with the care of Mary, nor were you with them when they disputed. Remember when the angel said, O Mary, indeed Allah gives you the glad tidings of a word from Him. His name will be the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of Mary, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, and will be one of those who are near to Allah. He will speak to the people in the cradle and in manhood, and He will be one of the righteous. She said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? He said, So it will be, for Allah creates what He wills. When He has decreed something, He says to it only, Be, and it is. And Allah will teach him the book and wisdom, the Torah and the Gospel, and will make him a messenger to the children of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, that I design for you out of clay, as it were, the figure of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by Allah's leave. And I heal him who was born blind, and the leper, and I bring the dead to life by Allah's leave. And I inform you of what you eat, and what you store in your houses. Surely therein is a sign for you, if you believe. And I have come confirming that which was before me of the Torah, and to make lawful to you part of what was forbidden to you. And I have come to you with a proof from your Lord. So fear Allah, and obey me. Truly, Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship Him alone. This is the straight path. Then when Jesus came to know of their disbelief, He said, Who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? The disciples said, We are the helpers of Allah. We believe in Allah, and bear witness that we are Muslims, and we submit to Allah. Our Lord, we believe in what you have sent down, and we follow the messenger Jesus. So write us down among those who bear witness to the truth, that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. And the disbelievers plotted to kill Jesus, and Allah planned too. And Allah is the best of the planners. And remember when Allah said, O Jesus, I will take you and raise you to myself, and clear you of the forged statement of those who disbelieved that Jesus is Allah's son. And I will make those who follow you superior to those who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah till the day of resurrection. Then you will return to me, and I will judge between you in the matters of which you used to dispute. As to those who disbelieve, I will punish them with a severe torment in this world and in the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. And as for those who believe in the oneness of Allah and do righteous good deeds, Allah will pay them their reward in full. And Allah does not like the polytheists and wrongdoers. This is what we recite to you, O Muhammad, of the verses and the wise reminder of this Quran. Indeed, the likeness of Jesus before Allah is the likeness of Adam. He created him from dust, then he said to him, Be, and he was. This is the truth from your Lord, so be not of those who doubt. Then whoever disputes with you concerning Jesus, after all this knowledge that has come to you, say, O Muhammad, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then we pray and invoke sincerely the curse of Allah upon those who lie. Indeed, this is the true narrative about the story of Jesus, and none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, the one and only true God, who has neither a wife nor a son. And indeed, Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And if they turn away and do not accept these true proofs and evidences, then surely Allah is all aware of those who do mischief. Say, O Muhammad, O people of the Scripture, come to a word that is just between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, and that we associate no partners with him, and that none of us shall take others as lords besides Allah. Then, if they turn away, say, Bear witness that we are Muslims. O people of the Scripture, why do you dispute about Abraham, while the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed till after him? Have you then no sense? Indeed, you are those who have disputed about that of which you have knowledge. Why do you then dispute concerning that which you have no knowledge? It is Allah who knows, and you know not. Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was true in faith, and bowed his will to Allah's, which is Islam, and he joined not gods with Allah. Indeed, among mankind, who have the best claim to Abraham are those who followed him, and this prophet Muhammad and those who have believed. And Allah is the protector and helper of the believers. A party of the people of the Scripture wish to lead you astray, but they shall not lead astray anyone except themselves, and they perceive not. O people of the Scripture, why do you disbelieve in the signs of Allah, while you yourselves bear witness to their truth? O people of the Scripture, why do you mix truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while you know? And a party of the people of the Scripture say, Believe in the morning, in that which is revealed to the believers, and reject it at the end of the day, so that they may turn back. And believe no one except the one who follows your religion. Say, O Muhammad, indeed, right guidance is the guidance of Allah. And do not believe that anyone can receive like that which you have received of revelation, except when he follows your religion. Otherwise, they would engage you in argument before your Lord. Say, O Muhammad, all the bounty is in the hand of Allah. He grants to whom he wills. And Allah is all-sufficient for his creature's needs, the All-Knower. He selects for his mercy whom he wills, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. Among the people of the Scripture is he who, if entrusted with a great amount of wealth, will readily pay it back. And among them there is he who, if entrusted with a single silver coin, will not repay it unless you constantly stand demanding, because they say, There is no blame on us to betray and take the properties of the illiterate Arabs. But they tell a lie against Allah while they know it. Yes, whoever fulfills his pledge and fears Allah much, indeed, then Allah loves those who are pious. Indeed, those who purchase a small gain at the cost of Allah's covenant and their oaths, they shall have no portion in the hereafter of paradise. Neither will Allah speak to them, nor look at them on the day of resurrection, nor will he purify them, and they shall have a painful torment. And indeed, among them is a party who distort the book with their tongues as they read, so that you may think it is from the book, but it is not from the book. And they say, This is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. And they speak a lie against Allah while they know it. It is not possible for any human being to whom Allah has given the book and wisdom and prophethood to say to the people, "Be my worshippers rather than Allah's." On the contrary, he should say, "Be you learned men of religion, who practice what they know and also preach others, because you are teaching the book and you are studying it." Nor would he order you to take angels and prophets for gods. Would he order you to disbelieve after you had submitted to Allah's will? And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, "Take whatever I gave you from the book of wisdom, and afterwards there will come to you a messenger, confirming what is with you. You must then believe in him and help him." Allah said, "Do you agree to it, and will you take up my covenant which I conclude with you?" They said, "We agree." He said, "Then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses." Then whoever turns away after this, they are the rebellious, those who turn away from Allah's obedience. Do they seek other than the religion of Allah, the true Islamic monotheism, worshipping none but Allah alone, while to him submitted all creatures in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly? And to him shall they all be returned. Say, O Muhammad, we believe in Allah, and in what has been sent down to us, and what was sent down to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 sons of Jacob, and what was given to Moses, Jesus, and the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between one another among them, and to Allah we have submitted in Islam. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. How shall Allah guide a people who disbelieved after their belief and after they bore witness that the messenger Muhammad is true and after clear proofs had come to them? And Allah guides not the people who are polytheists and wrongdoers. They are those whose recompense is that on them rests the curse of Allah, of the angels, and of all mankind. They will dwell therein in hell. Neither will their torment be lightened, nor will it be delayed or postponed. Except for those who repent after that and do righteous deeds. Indeed, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Indeed, those who disbelieved after their belief and then went on increasing in their disbelief in the Quran and in the Prophet Muhammad, never will their repentance be accepted, because they repent only by their tongues and not from their hearts. And they are those who are astray. Indeed, those who disbelieved and died while they were disbelievers, the whole earth full of gold will not be accepted from any one of them, even if they offered it as a ransom. For them is a painful torment, and they will have no helpers. By no means shall you attain piety unless you spend in Allah's cause of that which you love, and whatever of good you spend, Allah knows it well. All food was lawful to the children of Israel, except what Israel made unlawful for itself before the Torah was revealed. Say, O Muhammad, bring here the Torah and recite it, if you are truthful. Then, after that, whosoever shall invent a lie against Allah, such shall indeed be the unjust wrongdoers. Say, O Muhammad, Allah has spoken the truth. Follow the religion of Abraham, the true in faith, and he was not of the pagans. Indeed, the first house of worship appointed for mankind was that at Mecca, full of blessing, and a guidance for mankind and jinn. In it are manifest signs. For example, the place of Abraham. Whosoever enters it, he attains security. And pilgrimage to Mecca to the sacred mosque is a duty that mankind owes to Allah, those who can afford the expenses. And whoever disbelieves and denies the pilgrimage to Mecca, then he is a disbeliever of Allah. Then Allah stands not in need of any of mankind and jinn. Say, O people of the Scripture, why do you reject the signs of Allah, while Allah is witness to what you do? Say, O people of the Scripture, why do you stop those who have believed from the path of Allah, seeking to make it seem crooked, while you yourselves are witnesses to Allah's covenant? and Allah is not unaware of what you do. O you who believe, if you obey a group of those who were given the scripture, they would indeed render you disbelievers after you have believed. And how would you disbelieve while unto you are recited the verses of Allah, and among you is his messenger Muhammad? And whoever holds firm to Allah and follows Islam, Allah's religion, and obeys all that Allah has ordered, then he is indeed guided to a right path. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared by doing all that he has ordered and by abstaining from all that he has forbidden, and die not except in a state of Islam as Muslims, with complete submission to Allah. And hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, this Quran, and be not divided among yourselves. And remember Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies one to another, but he joined your hearts together, so that, by his grace, you became brethren in Islamic faith, and you were on the brink of a pit of fire, and he saved you from it. Thus Allah makes his signs clear to you, that you may be guided. Let there arise out of you a group of people, inviting to all that is good, enjoining what is right, and forbidding what is wrong. And it is they who are the successful. And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves after the clear proofs had come to them. It is they for whom there is an awful torment. On the day of resurrection, when some faces will become white and some faces will become black, as for those whose faces will become black, to them will be said, "Did you reject faith after accepting it? Then taste the torment in hell for rejecting faith." And for those whose faces will become white, they will be in Allah's mercy, in paradise. Therein they shall dwell forever. These are the verses of Allah. We recite them to you, O Muhammad, in truth, and Allah wills no injustice to mankind and jinn. And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and all matters go back for decision to Allah. You are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and you believe in Allah. And had the people of the scripture believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are some who have faith, but most of them are disobedient to Allah and rebellious against Allah's command. They will do you no harm, barring a trifling annoyance. And if they fight against you, they will show you their backs and they will not be helped. Indignity is put over them wherever they may be, except when under a covenant of protection from Allah and from men, they have drawn on themselves the wrath of Allah, and destruction is put over them. This is because they disbelieved in the signs of Allah and killed the prophets without right. This is because they disobeyed Allah and used to transgress beyond bounds in Allah's disobedience, crimes, and sins. Not all of them are alike. A party of the people of the scripture stand for the right. They recite the verses of Allah during the hours of the night, prostrating themselves in prayer. They believe in Allah and the last day. They enjoin Islamic monotheism and following the Prophet Muhammad, and forbid polytheism, disbelief, and opposing the Prophet Muhammad. And they hasten in all good works, and they are among the righteous. And whatever good they do, nothing will be rejected of them, for Allah knows well those who are pious. Surely those who reject faith, neither their properties nor their offspring will avail them against Allah. They are the dwellers of the fire, therein they will abide. The likeness of what they spend in this world is the likeness of a wind which is extremely cold. It struck the harvest of a people who did wrong against themselves and destroyed it. Allah wronged them not, but they wronged themselves. O you who believe, take not as your protectors and helpers those outside your religion, since they will not fail to do their best to corrupt you. They desire to harm you severely. Hatred has already appeared from their mouths, but what their hearts conceal is far worse. Indeed, we have made plain to you the signs, if you understand. You are the ones who love them, but they love you not. And you believe in all the scriptures, while they disbelieve in your book. And when they meet you, they say, "We believe." But when they are alone, they bite the tips of their fingers at you in rage. Say, "Perish in your rage. Certainly Allah knows what is in your hearts." If a good befalls you, it grieves them. But if some evil overtakes you, they rejoice at it. But if you remain patient and become pious, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. Surely Allah surrounds all that they do. And remember when you, O Muhammad, left your household in the morning to post the believers at their stations for the battle of Uhud. And Allah is all-hearer, all-knower. When two parties from among you were about to lose heart, but Allah was their supporter and protector. And in Allah should the believers put their trust. And Allah has already made you victorious at Badr, when you were a weak little force. So fear Allah much that you may be grateful. Remember when you, O Muhammad, said to the believers, "Is it not enough for you that your Lord Allah should help you with 3,000 angels sent down? Yes, if you hold on to patience and piety, and the enemy comes rushing at you, your Lord will help you with 5,000 angels having marks of distinction. Allah made it not but as a message of good news for you and as an assurance to your hearts. And there is no victory except from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. That He might cut off a part of those who disbelieve or expose them to infamy so that they retire frustrated. Not for you, O Muhammad, but for Allah is the decision, whether He turns in mercy to them and pardons them or punishes them. Indeed, they are the polytheists and wrongdoers. And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. He forgives whom He wills and punishes whom He wills. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. O you who believe, consume not usury, doubled and multiplied, but fear Allah that you may be successful. And fear the fire which is prepared for the disbelievers. And obey Allah and the Messenger Muhammad, that you may obtain mercy. And march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord, and for paradise as wide as are the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious. Those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and in adversity, who repress anger and who pardon men, indeed, Allah loves the good-doers. And those who, when they have committed illegal sexual intercourse or wrong themselves with evil, remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their sins. And none can forgive sins but Allah. And do not persist in what wrong they have done while they know. For such, the reward is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens in paradise with rivers flowing underneath, wherein they shall abide forever. How excellent is this reward for those who do righteous deeds according to Allah's orders. Many similar ways and mishaps of life were faced by nations of believers and disbelievers that have passed away before you, as you have faced in the battle of Uhud. So travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who disbelieved in the oneness of Allah and disobeyed Him and His messengers. This Quran is a plain statement for mankind, a guidance and instruction to those who are pious. So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior in victory if you are indeed true believers. If a wound and killing has touched you, be sure a similar wound and killing has touched the others. And so are the days good and not so good. We give to men by turns, that Allah may test those who believe, and that He may take martyrs from among you. And Allah likes not the polytheists and wrongdoers, and that Allah may test the believers and destroy the disbelievers. Do you think that you will enter paradise before Allah tests those of you who fought in His cause, and also tests those who are patient? You did indeed wish for death before you met it. Now you have seen it openly with your own eyes. Muhammad is no more than a messenger, and indeed many messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you then turn back on your heels as disbelievers? and he who turns back on his heels, not the least harm will he do to Allah, and Allah will give reward to those who are grateful. And no person can ever die except by Allah's leave and at an appointed term. And whoever desires a reward in this world, we shall give him of it. And whoever desires a reward in the hereafter, we shall give him thereof. And we shall reward the grateful. And many a prophet fought in Allah's cause, and along with him fought large bands of religious learned men. But they never lost heart for that which did befall them in Allah's way, nor did they weaken nor degrade themselves. And Allah loves the patient ones. And they said nothing but, Our Lord, forgive us our sins and our transgressions in keeping our duties to you. Establish our feet firmly, and give us victory over the disbelieving folk. So Allah gave them the reward of this world, and the excellent reward of the hereafter. And Allah loves the good-doers. O you who believe, if you obey those who disbelieve, they will send you back on your heels, and you will turn back from faith as losers. No, Allah is your helper, and He is the best of helpers. We shall cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve, because they joined others in worship with Allah, for which He had sent no authority. Their abode will be the fire, and how evil is the abode of the polytheists and wrongdoers. And Allah did indeed fulfill His promise to you when you were killing your enemy with His permission, until the moment you lost your courage and fell to disputing about the order and disobeyed after He showed you of the booty which you love. Among you are some that desire this world and some that desire the hereafter. Then He made you flee from them your enemy, that He might test you. But surely He forgave you, and Allah is most gracious to the believers. And remember when you ran away dreadfully, without even casting a side glance at anyone, and the messenger Muhammad was behind you, calling you back. There did Allah give you one distress after another, by way of requital, to teach you not to grieve for that which had escaped you, nor for that which had befallen you. And Allah is well aware of all that you do. Then, after the distress, He sent down security for you. Slumber overtook a party of you, while another party was thinking about themselves, as how to save their own selves, ignoring the others and the Prophet, and they thought wrongly of Allah, the thought of ignorance. They said, Have we any part in the affair? Say you, O Muhammad, indeed the affair belongs wholly to Allah. They hide within themselves what they dare not reveal to you, saying, If we had anything to do with the affair, none of us would have been killed here. Say, even if you had remained in your homes, those for whom death was decreed would certainly have gone forth to the place of their death. But that Allah might test what is in your hearts, and to purge of sins that which was in your hearts. And Allah is all-knower of what is in your hearts. Those of you who turn back on the day the two hosts met at the Battle of Uhud, it was Satan who caused them to backslide and run away from the battlefield, because of some sins they had earned. But Allah indeed has forgiven them. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most forbearing. O you who believe, be not like those who disbelieve, and who say to their brethren when they travel through the earth or go out to fight, If they had stayed with us, they would not have died or been killed, so that Allah may make it a cause of regret in their heart. It is Allah that gives life and causes death, and Allah is all-seer of what you do. And if you are killed or die in the way of Allah, forgiveness and mercy from Allah are far better than all that they amass of worldly wealth. And whether you die or are killed, indeed unto Allah you shall be gathered. And by the mercy of Allah you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from you. So pass over their faults, and ask Allah's forgiveness for them, and consult them in the affairs. Then, when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly, Allah loves those who put their trust in Him. If Allah helps you, none can overcome you. And if he forsakes you, who is there after him that can help you? And in Allah alone let believers put their trust. It is not for any prophet to take illegally a part of booty. And whosoever deceives his companions as regards the booty, he shall bring forth on the day of resurrection that which he took illegally. Then every person shall be paid in full what he has earned, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. Is then one who seeks the good pleasure of Allah by not taking illegally a part of the booty, like the one who draws on himself the wrath of Allah by taking a part of the booty illegally? His abode is hell, and worst indeed is that destination. They are in varying grades with Allah, and Allah is all-seer of what they do. Indeed, Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when he sent among them a messenger in Muhammad from among themselves, reciting unto them his verses of the Quran, and purifying them from sins by their following him and instructing them in the Quran and wisdom, while before that they had been in manifest error. What is the matter with you? When a single disaster smites you, although you smote your enemies with one twice as great, you say, "From where does this come to us?" Say to them, "It is from yourselves because of your evil deeds, and Allah has power over all things. And what you suffered of the disaster on the day of the battle of Uhud, when the two armies met, was by the leave of Allah, in order that he might test the believers. And that he might test the hypocrites, it was said to them, 'Come, fight in the way of Allah, or at least defend yourselves.' They said, 'Had we known that fighting will take place, we would certainly have followed you.' They were that day nearer to disbelief than to faith, saying with their mouths what was not in their hearts. And Allah has full knowledge of what they conceal. They are the ones who said about their killed brethren, while they themselves sat at home, 'If only they had listened to us, they would not have been killed.' Say, avert death from your own selves if you speak the truth. Think not of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. No, they are alive with their Lord, and they have provision. They rejoice in what Allah has bestowed upon them of his bounty, rejoicing for the sake of those who have not yet joined them, but are left behind and not yet martyred, that on them no fear shall come, nor shall they grieve. They rejoice in a grace and a bounty from Allah, and Allah will not waste the reward of the believers. Those who answered the call of Allah and the messenger Muhammad after being wounded, for those of them who did good deeds and feared Allah, there is a great reward. Those believers to whom the hypocrites said, 'Indeed the pagans have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them.' But it only increased them in faith, and they said, 'Allah alone is sufficient for us, and he is the best disposer of affairs for us.' So they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm touched them, and they followed the good pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. It is only Satan that suggests to you the fear of his supporters and friends, so fear them not, but fear me, if you are true believers. And let not those grieve you, O Muhammad, who rush with haste to disbelieve. Indeed, not the least harm will they do to Allah. It is Allah's will to give them no portion in the hereafter. For them there is a great torment. Indeed, those who purchase disbelief at the price of faith, not the least harm will they do to Allah. For them there is a painful torment. And let not the disbelievers think that our postponing of their punishment is good for them. We postpone the punishment only so that they may increase in sinfulness, and for them is a disgracing torment. Allah will not leave the believers in the state in which you are now, until he distinguishes the wicked from the good. Nor will Allah disclose to you the secrets of the unseen, but Allah chooses of his messengers whom he pleases. So, believe in Allah and his messengers. And if you believe and fear Allah, then for you there is a great reward. And let not those who resentfully withhold of that which Allah has bestowed on them of his bounty think that it is good for them. Nay, it will be worse for them. The things which they resentfully withhold shall be tied to their necks like a collar on the day of resurrection. And to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of those Jews who say, "Truly, Allah is poor, and we are rich." We shall record what they have said and their killing of the prophets unjustly, and we shall say, "Taste you the torment of the burning fire." This is because of that evil which your hands have sent before you. And certainly, Allah is never unjust to his slaves. Those Jews who said, "Indeed, Allah has taken our promise not to believe in any messenger unless he brings to us an offering which the fire from heaven shall devour," say, "Indeed, there came to you messengers before me, with clear signs, and even with what you speak of. Why then did you kill them, if you are truthful?" Then, if they reject you, O Muhammad, so were messengers rejected before you, who came with clear signs, and the scripture, and the book of enlightenment. Everyone shall taste death, and only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception. You shall certainly be tried and tested in your wealth and properties and in your souls, and you shall certainly hear much that will grieve you from those who receive the scripture before you of the Jews and Christians, and from those who ascribe partners to Allah. But if you persevere patiently and become pious, then indeed that will be a determining factor in all affairs, and that is from the great matters which you must hold on with all your efforts. And remember when Allah took a covenant from those who were given the scripture to make the news of the coming of Prophet Muhammad and the religious knowledge known and clear to mankind, and not to hide it, but they threw it away behind their backs and purchased with it some miserable gain. And indeed, worst is that which they bought. Think not that those who rejoice in what they have done or brought about, and love to be praised for what they have not done, that they are rescued from the torment, and for them is a painful torment. And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah has power over all things. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah always, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, "Our Lord, you have not created all this without purpose. Glory to you. Exalted be you above all that they associate with you as partners. Give us salvation from the torment of the fire. Our Lord, indeed, whom you admit to the fire, indeed, you have disgraced him, and never will the polytheists and wrongdoers find any helpers. Our Lord, indeed, we have heard the call of Muhammad calling to faith, 'Believe in your Lord,' and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and dispatch from us our evil deeds, and make us die in the state of righteousness along with those who are obedient to Allah and follow strictly his orders. Our Lord, grant us what you promised to us through your messengers, and disgrace us not on the day of resurrection, for you never break your promise." So their Lord accepted of them their supplication and answered them, "Never will I allow to be lost the work of any of you, be he male or female. You are members one of another. So those who emigrated and were driven out from their homes and suffered harm in my cause, and who fought and were killed in my cause, indeed, I will remit from them their evil deeds and admit them into gardens under which rivers flow in paradise. A reward from Allah, and with Allah is the best of rewards. Let not the free disposal and affluence of the disbelievers throughout the land deceive you. A brief enjoyment, then, their ultimate abode is hell, and worst indeed is that place for rest. But for those who fear their Lord are gardens under which rivers flow in paradise. Therein are they to dwell forever, an entertainment from Allah. And that which is with Allah is the best for those who are obedient to Allah and follow strictly His orders. And there are certainly among the people of the Scripture those who believe in Allah and in that which has been revealed to you, and in that which has been revealed to them, humbling themselves before Allah. They do not sell the verses of Allah for a little price. For them is a reward with their Lord. Surely Allah is swift in account. O you who believe, endure and be more patient than your enemy, and guard your territory by stationing army units permanently at the places from where the enemy can attack you, and fear Allah so that you may be successful.